It's all-pro tight end Rob Gronkowski. And nothing fuels my patented Gronk spike like all-natural Oberto beef jerky. Lean beef, slow-cooked, and seasoned to perfection. It's all-natural and all-delicious. Don't take a chance with some wimpy snack. Go with protein-packed, all-natural Oberto beef jerky.
Oberto beef jerky. You get out what you put in.
Refers to Oberto's all-natural line of beef jerky. Minimally processed, no artificial ingredients.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You are in the middle of the ocean on a raft, finding coverage options that fit your budget. As you listen to the ebb and flow of the tide, your budget, the ebb, our coverage, the flow. Why tetherball isn't considered a real sport? Unknown.
Be at one with your budget with the Name Your Price tool. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dude, you look different.
Well, my body is glowing gold.
No, it's not that. Did you get a new shirt?
No, I joined the Fuel Rewards program at Shell and got instant gold status.
No, did you lose weight?
No, it's the gold status. I save 5 cents a gallon on every fill every day.
Got it. It's a tan.
Get rewarded with instant gold status at Shell with the Fuel Rewards program. It's free to join. So join now at fuelrewards.com/gold. Restrictions apply. Active gold status required. Introductory offer valid for 6 months after activation. Limit 20 gallons at participating Shell stations. See fuelrewards.com/gold for full details. Doesn't actually turn bodies gold.
If there's one thing the pros at Advance Auto know, it's parts.
Advance Auto Parts and Batteries.
I'm on your website, and it says I can buy online and then pick up in store?
Yes.
And how long does that usually take?
30 minutes or less.
I need a battery for my 2013 Ford Escape.
Our Autocraft Gold, it's got a 3-year warranty.
Man, you really know your stuff. I'm 33. Am I too young for a cardigan?
Too young for a cardigan.
Advance Auto Parts. We know everything about auto parts. Order online at AdvanceAutoParts.com and pick up your order in store in just 30 minutes.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. Breaking news: with the July 31st trade deadline looming, the Diamondbacks agreed on a deal with the Tigers that will allow Arizona to add the top rental bat on the market. The trade will send outfielder J.D. Martinez to the D-backs for a package of prospects. Deal is pending a physical for Martinez. He's hitting .305 with 16 homers, 232 plate appearances in 57 games. He's eligible for free agency after this season. A big blow for the AL West leading Astros. All-star shortstop Carlos Correa, among the American League leaders in batting average, runs, RBI, and hits, is expected to miss 6 to 8 weeks with a torn ligament in his left thumb. Correa injured last night after jamming his thumb on a swing. Clayton Kershaw pitches for the first time since the All-Star break when he and the Dodgers pay a visit to the White Sox. Kershaw going for his big league leading 15th win on the season, also trying to extend LA's 9-game winning streak. Boston's Xander Bogaerts with a right hand issue scratch from the lineup versus the Blue Jays, available only in an emergency. Boston hoping this is a day-to-day situation. Pirates outfielder Starling Marte, reinstated from his 80-game PED suspension, will bat leadoff against the Brewers. Bartolo Colon makes his Twins debut versus the Yankees, first pitch in an hour on ESPN. Minnesota is Colon's 10th big league team. Cowboys owner Jerry Jones said he's talked to Ezekiel Elliott about the running back's latest off-field incident, but not to anybody at the NFL about a possible suspension. Jones said little else about Elliott's alleged involvement in a disturbance at a Dallas bar on Sunday night. No arrests yet made.
LSU fans have been critical of the play calling the past few years. What can they expect from new offensive coordinator Matt Canada? We'll ask LSU head coach Ed Orgeron when he joins Mike and Mike Wednesday morning at 8:30 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Here's Pete, Tony, and the 2 for $4 croissant deal.
The other day, Pete and I go to Burger King for my croissant. You know, they're just 2 for $4.
Oh, it's my favorite. I'm like, what?
Yeah, so I got 2 croissant, and I give one to this guy.
I'm like, who are you?
I'm the guy that just paid for your breakfast.
That's my favorite guy.
You guys, the croissant deal is 2 for $4. Now made with 100% butter for a soft and flaky croissant. Get 2 croissant now for $4 only at Burger King. Price and participation vary.
Here's the scoop on garden soil. Sometimes it needs help from the Home Depot, where bags of Miracle-Gro garden soil are a special buy, 3 for just $10. It improves existing soil with nutrients plants need for stronger roots, so they'll hit the ground running, starting with much better ground. Miracle-Gro Garden Soil. 3 bags, $10. Now at the number one retailer for Scotts Miracle-Gro, The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last. Contiguous U.S. only. Limit 80 per customer.
Bell is looking for his second Eldora win in less than a week. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Today, Midday.
I'm Steve Letarte, STP auto expert and former crew chief. I know what it takes to keep engines performing at their best. STP's latest breakthrough additive, STP Ultra 5-in-1 plus fuel system cleaner plus fuel stabilizer, delivers 3 times the amount of cleaning agents versus premium gasoline and helps keep fuel fresh during storage. For over 60 years, STP has been on the cutting edge developing products to help engines run better, longer.
One bottle contains 3 times by weight the amount of cleaning agents compared to 20 gallons of the leading premium gasoline.
Motor Racing Network has always been your source for motorsports coverage when you couldn't be at the track. Now, never miss another minute of our breathtaking coverage with the MRN app, available on your iPhone or Android device. This free app delivers all the latest news, locates nearby MRN stations, streams your favorite programs, and is your home for live cup practice and qualifying action. Search MRN in the App Store or on Google Play. It's the Motor Racing Network at your fingertips, and it's available for free right now.
The NASCAR Camping World Truck Series will race the 5th annual Eldora Dirt Derby tomorrow night at the half-mile dirt oval of Eldora Speedway in Rossburg, Ohio. Dirt Series veteran and Truck Series title contender Christopher Bell won last year's race there and, in fact, won the night before the Kings Royal at the track last Friday night in a sprint car, but says the trucks there can be a handful.
Yeah, it's different. Honestly, it's not a lot of fun because the trucks are really hard to drive there. But I enjoy it because I have an advantage whenever I go there compared to the other guys. So it makes it a little bit more fun for me.
Bell has 3 series wins this season, including the last race at Kentucky Speedway 2 weeks ago. For more, visit MRN.com. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Today Midday on the Motor Racing Network.
Welcome back in hour number 3 of the Todd Brommelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn here on KGYM, 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and all across eastern Iowa on 1600 AM, the historic main gym. You know what? The Cedar Rapids Colonel's back in town tomorrow night. Now would be a great time to give away our 4-pack of tickets to see the Colonels in action. Let's do that right now, 319-366-1600. We'll take caller number 6. You're going to win a 4-pack of tickets to see the Colonels in action, and it is Tuesday. Let's bring in the skipper of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Last week, he was joining us at Chick-fil-A. Today, he's just with us the old-fashioned way. Tommy Watkins with us now for Tuesdays with Tommy. And Tommy, I can't imagine that was a very fun bus ride home from South Bend after you guys dropped 5 of 6 on that road trip.
Yeah, not a good bus trip. Not a good trip overall, but I told the guys after the game yesterday that we had a chance. We were in every game. So every game was decided by a run or two. So, the wins and losses part of it wasn't very good, but we didn't play that bad. I mean, we didn't hit the ball early in the trip, but overall we didn't play that bad. So if you want to look at a positive, I think that's a positive. We were in every game.
It seems like runs were really hard to come by on this road trip. Did the offense just go into a funk, or do you have another explanation for it?
Yeah, I would say that. The offense went into a funk. I think we scored about 2 or 3 runs in a week or so. So you can't win many ball games scoring 1-2 runs every couple of days. So, we bounced back a little bit. We scored 8 runs the other day in South Bend. So hopefully this off day, the guys will get refreshed, and we'll come back and swing the bats a little bit.
I know you don't like to make excuses, but does the trip to the Eastern Division take a toll on a team?
I would say yes and no. This trip, I would say no. I mean, we had a 6-hour trip to Grand Rapids to play the Whitecaps, and then we traveled 2 hours after the game to go play South Bend. So the travel wasn't that bad this time around. I would say the last trip when we went to Dayton and Bowler Green, that trip was a tough one. We got in at 4 a.m, played the next day. We finished our 3rd game in Dayton. We got in at 4 a.m. at Bowling Green, and then played that one, then had a long trip back home. So I say this this trip was a piece of cake compared to the last one, so I wouldn't say that was an excuse.
Colonels manager Tommy Watkins joining us here on the program. Again, Colonels back at home tomorrow. They open up a six-game homestand with three against Great Lakes, and then they take on Lansing for three. You got to be breathing a little bit of a sigh of relief knowing that Vladimir Guerrero Jr. and Bo Bichette will not be with Lansing. Those two guys were tearing up the league.
Yeah, I saw that. You know, that's a plus for us, but at the same time, I think you like to see those type of players come through and play against them. So you can measure your talent. But those guys were having pretty good years, so, you know, we're glad we don't have to see them. But at the same time, I think you want to face those guys.
How much do you pay attention to the guys on the other teams? I know you traditionally have to write up reports and recommend guys that you see, but what's that process like among you and the coaching staff when you're looking at players across the diamond from you?
I know we keep up with the staff and stuff like that. We get a stat pack every game, but I say we start game planning for them the day before or the day of that we're about to play them. So that's when we start looking at their numbers and how they're doing, how they've been doing in the last 5-10 games or so. But I would say just the day before, day of.
Is it a little bit different when you're facing these teams from the Eastern Division when you're looking at these players? Because you're so familiar facing the teams from the Western Division over and over, and all of a sudden you're seeing these guys for the first time.
Yeah, it is different. You know, like you said, we only see the guys from the other division for three games. So whereas a team like Peoria, we've played them 3-4 series already. You didn't see a whole bunch of shifting these last couple of series because we don't have a lot of information on it. But once we, play teams a bunch, we'll start getting a lot of information. So it is tough playing those teams from the other division. But the same way, they haven't seen us much either, so it works the same.
Colonels manager Tommy Watkins with us here on the program. How much do you have to work with the guys to sort of get them to hit a mental reset button after losing 5 of 6? I imagine coming home and playing 6 in a row at Veterans Memorial Stadium will help, but do you ever have to manage the mental side of the game with guys?
I think we always got to manage the mental side. But like I said, I told them after the game, everybody, I said, hey, we were in every game, so don't hang your heads on that. Tough series. I told them to enjoy the off day, and we'll get back to work on Wednesday when we come back. But I think being at home will help a lot, so looking forward to playing at home tomorrow night.
Looking at the positive side of things, we talked about the offense, but the pitching has been very good. What has been the key to the pitching success over the past couple of weeks, especially the starters?
Yeah, the pitching has been real good. I think they've been attacking the zone, mixing it up when they have to. But I think the main thing is they've been throwing strikes. So, throwing strikes is the key.
You guys lost Sean Poppin a couple weeks ago. You're set to lose Griffin Jacks here in a little bit. Do you have any idea who will be joining the team? How much input do you get on guys that come up from the lower levels when you know you're going to lose somebody?
Not too much. You know, we don't know the guys they have down. I know they got some new draft guys and things like that. So usually they just tell us basically who we're going to get. I know coming out of spring training, when we needed somebody early, we've seen all the guys in spring training, so we have an idea who's down there. And they may ask our input, but other than that, they'll just send us who they think is ready.
With Clark Beaker, you talked about the pitching and what has made them so successful, but him coming from the Appalachian League last year into the Midwest League, what has made his transition so seamless this year?
He throws strikes. He keeps the ball down. That's basically it. He throws the ball down. Throws it over, and he changes speed. And he's been good. He's been doing that all year. So I think if you can pitch and you can do that, I think you'll be fine.
Tommy, I've been wanting to ask you about this for a couple of days now. I don't know if you saw this, but the manager in the Gulf Coast League, Ramon Borrego, I believe is his name, said that he thinks Royce Lewis should go straight to Cedar Rapids. The number one overall pick in the draft has gotten off to such a great start. Did you happen to see that comment, and what did you think of it?
I did see it. I think it'd be cool to get him. Like I said, those guys make those decisions. I heard he's a great guy. He works hard. A great teammate. I talked to Torrey Hunter the other day. And that's one thing Torrey said, that he's a great teammate. And, you know, he doesn't have an ego. He gets along with everybody, and he works hard. So it'd be cool to have him.
How much input do you get on recommending player promotions to Fort Myers with Brad Style? Do you get a say in things, or is it pretty much he's the one who makes the call?
I mean, he has the last say, but he'll ask us who we think is ready, who we think should go up, and things like that. But, you know, like I say, he makes the final decision.
Well, Tommy, best of luck to you as you guys open up a 6-game homestand tomorrow night. Again, the first of 3 against Great Lakes, and then you've got the Lansing Lugnuts coming to town over the weekend. We'll catch up with you next Tuesday.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That's Tuesdays with Tommy. Colonels manager Tommy Watkins joining us on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. We come back. We'll finish up hour number 3 strong. Stick with us, 106.3 FM, 107.5 FM, and 1600 AM all across eastern Iowa. Back after this.
ESPN Radio Sports Beat. From Charlotte, here's Dari Noka.
I live here in Charlotte, and it's just weird today. People trying to figure out how in the world you fire your GM a year and a half after playing in the Super Bowl. But the Panthers did that yesterday, firing Dave Gettleman. Yes, Carolina took a step back, suffering from what a few Panthers described as a really long Super Bowl hangover. They won just 6 games last season, but this is still a loaded roster. But this apparently isn't about that. He clearly isn't a man that was liked by several of the team's bigger names. You can see that by tweets by former Panthers Steve Smith, Josh Norman, and D'Angelo Williams. But this may be more about one of the 3 most popular players still in this town, Greg Olsen. He wants a new deal. Gettleman wasn't inclined to give him one. And even if he's massively outpaid his contract, like making 3 straight Pro Bowls and 3 straight 1,000-yard seasons, that's not good enough. Not to mention, he's raised almost $2 million for the Children's Hospital here. Old school bosses might like to think you treat everybody the same. The new reality is you can't. Ask Gettleman where that gets you. In 60 seconds, he's his own biggest fan.
There are 2 things every parent wants when their child goes to college: for their child to do well, and a way to afford it. Now, with Discover Student Loans, parents can have the best of both worlds. Not only do our loans cover up to 100% of school-certified costs with 0 fees, but we'll give them a cash reward for each new student loan if they earn at least a 3.0 GPA or equivalent. That means every A in history or B in math could help them earn a cash reward for good grades. Just one of the many ways we treat you like you'd treat you. Apply now in 15 minutes or less at discoverstudentloans.com. Limitations apply.
At Lowe's, we know that pros depend on their tools to do more than just cut, drill, and sand. Tools help pros meet deadlines, keep promises, and protect reputations. Well, right now at Lowe's, pro customers can get up to 30% off select Kobalt power and hand tools. Plus, get up to 20% off select Irwin and Lennox tools and power tool accessories. Hurry into Lowe's and save on the tools and accessories you count on most. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. Ends July 30th, U.S. only.
Kirk Cousins shot down what Redskins team president Bruce Allen says was the highest amount of guaranteed money at signing ever. He also shot down the second highest per year average salary in NFL history. That was the same deal. So for the second straight year, Cousins has been franchised by the Redskins, and he'll make a paltry $23.9 million. Now, he wants a longer-term extension, but seemingly wants money never before seen in the NFL. The Redskins think he's good, but is he that good? His numbers would probably prove them right. But Cousins isn't about numbers. If he was, he wouldn't bet on himself like this, since the odds of him making earnings history are slim. This is a move both admirable and highly questionable at the same time. In fact, I'm questioning why I'm admiring it so much. With the ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Dari Noak.
It's time for some straight talk. Those big wireless companies love to dangle a low price in front of you.
That's all you see on TV these days, all their so-called great deals.
But then, out of nowhere, they hit you with these activation charges and mystery fees.
That's a line drive right to the family jewel.
There you go, and it's not over. Then they nail you with data overages every month.
Good luck walking those off.
That's why you should just switch to Straight Talk Wireless. They have all the best phones from top brands for a whole lot less every month, and without all the mystery fees and overages.
Okay, but what's the coverage like?
Straight Talk uses the exact same 4G LTE wireless networks that the big guys do.
Sounds like it might be time to switch to Straight Talk.
Best phones, best networks for a whole lot less.
And you don't have to wear a cup.
Unlimited plans start at $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Hurry in. For a limited time, get big savings on automotive batteries while they're hot. Visit AutoZone today for hot deals on the parts and supplies you need. While heat causes battery fluid to evaporate, which could damage your battery, Duralast batteries are designed to beat the heat, tested to start your car at up to 167 degrees Fahrenheit. And right now, you'll get a $20 AutoZone gift card by mail-in rebate when you buy select automotive batteries. Let's get you what you need. Restrictions and details apply. Limit 2.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Here's the scoop on garden soil. Sometimes it needs help from the Home Depot, where bags of Miracle-Gro garden soil are a special buy, three for just $10. It improves existing soil with nutrients plants need for stronger roots, so they'll hit the ground running, starting with much better ground. Miracle-Gro garden soil, three bags, $10. Now at the number one retailer for Scotts Miracle-Gro, the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last. Contiguous U.S. only. Limit 80 per customer.
Celebrate the Cedar Rapids Fire and Police Departments for Guns and Hoses Night this Thursday at the Colonel's. Bid on special fire and police themed game worn jerseys sponsored by Firehouse Subs and Big Dog Satellite. Visit Colonels.com to get your tickets now for the best party in town and party at the park with the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Hey, hey, Colonels, let the good times roll. Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
6:19, welcome back. The showers on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids have subsided. The sun's even trying to peek back out. Silly sun. Doesn't it know it should be setting soon? It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn, producer Kyle Mann, with you until 7 o'clock tonight. Congratulations, by the way, going out to Sean in Cedar Rapids. He was the winner of tonight's four-pack of tickets to see the Cedar Rapids Colonels play the regular season for the Midwest League Club winding down, but the Colonels did qualify for the postseason in the first half as well. So baseball will not come to an end in Cedar Rapids the first week of September. 319-366-1600. That is the number to reach us on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. Don't forget, check out KGYMradio.com today. Vote in our poll question. Who will be the team to make the next big move before Major League Baseball's trade deadline when it comes to improving their roster? I don't think Arizona counts, although it is an option. We put an NL West club. I was thinking more along the lines of the Dodgers or the Rockies, but okay, Diamondbacks. Why not today? Getting J.D. Martinez from the Detroit Tigers for three minor league prospects. Emil's Hideaway brings you the poll question every day at KGYMradio.com. A big thank you to them. Make sure you check them out. They're on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot. Big night last night for former Iowa Stater Matt Thomas as the Los Angeles Lakers Summer League squad in Las Vegas wound up winning over Portland for the title. Portland had former Purdue star Caleb Swanigan on it. Thomas, undrafted last month in the NBA draft, probably played himself into a very nice contract, I would think, with a team overseas. But maybe, just maybe, Alex, there was an NBA general manager out there that said, I've got a spot on the bench, and I'm looking for a guy who's virtually automatic from three-point range. Maybe I'm going to give Matt Thomas a call. He was 12 of 13 in the semifinal and championship game from beyond the arc. That's NBA Jam stuff. He was on fire.
He was, and like I said earlier, it'll be fascinating to see which direction he heads, because I think he's going to have several options. Whether one of those options is to go to camp and to play in the preseason with an NBA team, that's yet to be determined. But he's at least played himself, like you said, into a big-time contract overseas, or if he wants to go that route, and I know it's not the most appealing route, especially with the the lack of money that those players make, the D League is another option for him to play himself into a possible. The G League is another option. I should put a dollar into the swear jar.
Well, Gatorade should put a dollar in our jar.
That's true. That's otherwise, true. I'm sure they have D-League. A few dollars to do that as well. But
did J.R. Smith ever play in the D League?
I don't think so. I'm trying to think of like the most famous D League success story, and I'm coming up with Jonathan Simmons, who just signed a big contract with the Orlando Magic. He actually tried out for a D League team. He wasn't good enough in the D League's eyes to be signed. He had to try out, and now he did what he did with the San Antonio Spurs, now with the Orlando Magics. The D League is really struggled, and hopefully the G League becomes more of a farm system for the NBA teams, but they're going to need to get all 30 NBA teams an affiliate before that can happen.
319-366-1600. That's the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. We'll have Kyle back in the studio with us shortly for another Big Board update. He'll tell you a little bit about a big honor for Iowa baseball's Robert Nystrom today. The Hawkeyes are actually going to be playing some games at Duane Banks Field as they get ready for their overseas trip. And we're going to have Rick Heller on the program either tomorrow or Thursday. I don't think we've quite nailed down that date just yet. But if you want to get your Iowa baseball fill, they're going to be playing some games at Duane Banks Field. And then they're going to be off to Wichita, Kansas for the National Baseball Congress series. And then it'll be off to the World University Games. Iowa basketball practicing, getting ready for their overseas trip. Lots of stuff going on here, even though it's July 18th and everybody keeps saying there's nothing going on. It's the dead period before football starts up. That's what the countdown to kickoff is for, sponsored by our good friends at Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City. Today we took a look at the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. Tomorrow, it's the Indiana Hoosiers with Zach Osterman from the Indy Star. Coach's Corner Sports Pub bringing you the countdown to kickoff as we will be in Chicago live for 4 hours each day, Monday and Tuesday, next week at the Hyatt Regency McCormick Place. Scheduled to appear on the show, Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz, we think, as well as Minnesota head coach P.J. Fleck, we think, and whoever else we can sink our hooks into. This is sort of trial by fire for Kyle as he you cut your teeth at Big Ten Media Day. You earn your stripes at Big Ten Media Day because it's hectic and there's a lot of people going around and the show is only as good as the work that the producer puts into it. And I don't think I necessarily built that up to anything that probably inspires a whole lot of confidence there. Kyle, don't get nervous. It's not that difficult. And you're up to the task. But maybe what I'm saying is don't have too many beers at Wrigley Field on Sunday night because someone's going to have to do work on Monday. And that's usually the producer, as Alex can attest to. 625, let's send it to Kyle. He's got a Midwest One Bank Big Board update for you. Midwest One, where you're the one.
University of Iowa junior Robert Nystrom was named a Cape Cod League All-Star, the league announced today. He's hitting .298 with the Hyannis Harbor Hawks with three home runs and a team-leading 15 RBI. The Iowa Athletic Department announced today that single-game football tickets would go on sale starting July 20th for donors and various club members and open to the general public on July 26th. Former Cyclone Matt Thomas played with the Lakers Summer League team over the past couple weeks and finished one heck of a hot streak in their 110-98 Summer League Championship victory over the Blazers last night. He scored 23 points in the title game on 8 of 9 shooting and a perfect 5-for-5 from 3. Over his final three games, he was 14 of 16 from beyond the arc, 21 of 28 from the field, and averaged 20 points in 32 minutes. Fourth-seeded Cedar Rapids Kennedy just went final with 5-seed Johnston at the Iowa State softball tournament, emerging victorious 7-4. Their first state tournament win since 1982 comes against the reigning champions, and they'll play top-seed Waukee on Thursday. Third-seed Cedar Rapids Jefferson will also play tonight at 7:30 against 6-seed Urbandale. Tonight on KGYM, you might have thought you'd seen the last of him, but the Minnesota Twins will be starting 44-year-old Bartolo Colon tonight against Aaron Judge and the Yankees. It'll be Luis Sessa on the mound for the Yankees after a 4-2 Twins victory last night, and that'll be right after our show on 107.5 FM, The North Gym.
319-366-1600, that's the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line.
We've been priming the pump for Big Ten football media days next week in Chicago. All this while, we've been ignoring Big 12 media days, which have been underway the last couple days in Frisco, Texas. Iowa State revealing its depth chart yesterday. Today, former Iowa State offensive coordinator Tom Herman among the coaches who met the media for the first time. Herman, of course, in year number one in Austin as head coach of the Texas Longhorns. Matt Rhule, the new coach at Baylor, also meeting members of the media today. We'll talk a little Big 12 football and more over the final 25 minutes of the program. 6:27, step aside. We come back and finish strong here. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn on KGYM 106.3 FM in Iowa City. That's our South Gym frequency, 107.5 FM, the North Gym here in Cedar Rapids, and 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym all across eastern Iowa. More on the way.
I'm concerned about our computers. I keep hearing stories about viruses holding files hostage.
My brother's office hasn't had any issues. They work with IT solutions. You can find them at ineedmycomputerstowork.com.
IT solutions?
Yeah, they have affordable, custom, managed monthly care for businesses like ours.
How does it work?
Think of it like taking care of your teeth. You wouldn't wait until something goes wrong and then try and find a random dentist, right?
No.
Exactly. Their multi-level protection includes virus protection on workstations and servers, virus filters at your internet connection, keeping security patches up to date, and installing custom protection developed by IT solutions that no one else has. They also back up your data locally, so recovery is fast and easy.
Wow, all that for a low, affordable monthly fee and a plan that's customized just for us?
Yes, that's what IT solutions has been doing for over 30 years. Go to ineedmycomputerstowork.com for more info.
Well, I've got a few minutes before our meeting. I'll go to ineedmycomputerstowork.com right now.
I met someone. It's something you hear a lot from people on Match, because more people have met their someone on Match than any other dating app. Everyone wants to find that meaningful connection. Match is number one in first, but also in second dates too. Now I'm going to hook you up. For my listeners, go to match.com/sports for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search and connect for my listeners. This free offer is only found at match.com/sports. That's match.com/sports.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable.
it smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's hard.
I think it's quite masculine.
My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam from my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
The Ford Summer Sales event is in full swing.
Is your truck going to be able to handle all these pavers for the patio?
No problem. The F-150 has got a high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy body.
Oh.
With best-in-class payload, the F-150 can handle the work you need it to.
Remember when I had a high-strength, military-grade body?
I don't, actually. It's always a
good time. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales event. Hurry and get our hottest offers during the Ford Summer Sales event, like 0% financing for 60 months on select Ford F-150s. Plus, get an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Offer ends July 31st. Best-selling based on 2016 sales when properly equipped. Classes full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds. GVWR based on Ford segmentation. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 60 months at $1,667 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after new retail delivery. Not available on Raptor. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by July 31st, 2017.
Welcome back. It is 6:31, final 28 minutes, give or take, of the Todd Brommelkamp Show along with Alex Kuhn tonight on a Tuesday. Coming to you from the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, we're going to be out and about over the next couple days. Mark Dukes and Alex will be at Lunchbox Heroes tomorrow, and we'll also be in Iowa City. Kirk Ferentz scheduled to meet with members of the media tomorrow. Talk a little Hawkeye football in advance of Big Ten Media Days in Iowa City on Friday. We're at the Coach's Corner Sports Pub for the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. Stop on in to 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard and say hi. Doing the show there from 4 until 7 will be Alex as well as Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com. They'll help get you ready for all things Hawkeye football leading into Big Ten Media Days on Monday and Tuesday in Chicago. We're taking the show to Chicago. This is the third year in a row that we have done this. It's the highlight, I think, every year for us. It's always fun. Not very many people get to do this. I think for the last 2 years, and this will be the third year, we'll be the only Iowa-based radio station that is actually officially sanctioned and set up in Radio Room. Normally Radio Row, but last year it was Radio Room. They basically put us in our own little corner with Doug and Daddy. And
it felt like we were in timeout.
The guys from East Lansing who make great radio by yelling things and then eventually talking in their normal voices. I learned everything I know about working in radio. I've learned from Doug and Daddy and the guys from East Lansing now, who talk really loud when they come back out of break.
We talked with Ryan Dunleavy earlier today, and you mentioned us being the only Iowa radio station set up on Radio Row or in Radio Room. We are not. If we were from the state of Nebraska, that would not be the case. Ryan Dunleavy with a tweet earlier today after news got out, or after he found out that he was going to join our show. He first says that it must be Rutgers football season, two radio interviews in the next 2 days. The real stunner, neither is based in neither radio station he's hopped on to based in Nebraska.
I think the first year that we did this, a couple seasons ago, 2015, we were one of 12 radio stations there, and I think 6 or 7 were from Nebraska.
That sounds about right.
And one of them was Doug and Daddy, and
the
they were next
station.
To us, the Superstation out of Kearney. And we're packing up at the end of, I believe it was day two, and Damon Sharp, who is on the radio in Omaha, who I know because I've appeared on his program before, was talking to us, and he is the one who revealed that there is no Daddy.
That classic moment.
Daddy left the program like 5 years ago, and instead of changing the name of the show, they just still refer to it as Doug and Daddy. Doug is there, Daddy is not. And I thought, that is insane. That would be like doing Balbinot and Brommelkamp with me and Tyler Ryder, but still calling it the last guy's name on the show. And it's been a love affair ever since. And tomorrow, this is not the big announcement. For the last 36 hours, we've been teasing a major announcement. I'm so excited about this. I can't sleep. We've been working on this announcement for 10 months, and you're not going to want to miss it tomorrow on the program. 10 months I've been working on this, and I'm building this up to be something that is going to be an amazing major announcement. You are not going to want to miss this. I've taken a page out of Iowa's playbook on Monday. This worked so well when Iowa used 48 hours to build up a lot of hype behind the rollout of a marketing slogan and a mobile ticket app. It didn't go over well with the fans. And maybe this is going to be bigger than that. Maybe it's not going to be tomorrow. But you don't know. But I've been talking about it for the last 2 days, and now you can't help but tune in tomorrow. Also, and this is going out especially to BJ in Marion, who may or may not be listening to the program right now. But you know BJ. I don't know how well you know him, but he was a good friend of Tyler's, and I've spent some time around BJ as well. He's a huge Astros fan.
I did know that.
The Houston Astros are his team. And they're going to be without Carlos Correa for the next 6 to 8 weeks, their star shortstop. And I thought only one thing can brighten the mood of BJ and Marion. He asked for it, and because I'm feeling generous, or because I'm a righteous dude, as the secretary in Ferris Bueller's Day Off would say, the dweebies, the sportos, the geeks, they all love me. To make BJ and Marion feel better about his favorite team being without Carlos Correa for the next 6 to 8 weeks, guess what segment's going to return to the program tomorrow?
No way.
We will, tomorrow, July 19th, 2017. Check in with Doug and Daddy.
No, the announcement for this was supposed to be tomorrow.
That's not the big announcement.
It's not the big announcement. Nope. That's the biggest announcement I could possibly imagine.
That's huge news.
For this point in July.
We'll check in with Doug and Daddy tomorrow. And we've got to get Kyle caught up to speed, because this will be the first time that he's been around Doug and Daddy.
There's a lot to catch him up with.
And
there is a lot.
I'm looking forward to this, because last year we ran into them at the hotel bar, and they were none the wiser, and we made some new best friends. It was like stepbrothers. Did we just become best friends?
Oh,
they tried.
We did.
They had been at the bar for a while, and they paid their tab, and they wanted to leave, and we wouldn't let them leave. We held them hostage.
There was one person that wouldn't let them leave, and it wasn't you. It wasn't me.
We held them hostage at the hotel bar.
It wasn't Tyler Ryder either.
We kept plying them with free drinks, and it was enjoyable to us, because it was an inside joke. And those guys were just there sucking down the free drinks, thinking the guys from Iowa were the nicest people on the face of the earth. There's a little bit of mean girls to it. I feel kind of bad looking back on it. But then again, you got to do what you got to do.
And then there was the next day. So
then there was the next day where I moved their seating arrangement. They were the only
across the room.
From across the room right next to us.
And you asked them, you're like, why did they move your spot this? Or did they move your spot today?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they must have. Huh.
They moved.
Had no idea.
They moved, you guys. That's the strangest thing. Look at that. You're right next to us. Thank God the internet and phone line connections were all the same. 6:39, enough of inside baseball, but get used to it. Tomorrow, just for BJ and Marion, the return of Checking In with Doug and Daddy. We'll get you ready for Big Ten Media Days next week. I mentioned Major League Baseball and the trade today. The Detroit Tigers are sort of officially running up the white flag. J.D. Martinez traded to the Arizona Diamondbacks. Who will be the next team to make a move to improve their roster before the trade deadline at the end of the month? That's today's Emil's Hideaway poll question, kgymradio.com. Find Emil's on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's next to the Home Depot. And if three or four guys from an Iowa radio station ever refuse to let you leave Emil's Hideaway and keep buying you drinks, maybe call the authorities. That's all I've got for you. 319-366-1600. Major League Baseball games underway right now. You've got the Cardinals on top of the Mets, 3-0 after one. Philadelphia and Miami are tied at one after an inning of play. Same can be said for Arizona at Cincinnati. Baltimore is up 6-1 at Camden Yards on the Texas Rangers, who may or may not be getting their closer, Keone Kela, back off the disabled list. And a game of interest to Chicago Cubs fans as well as Cardinals fans, Milwaukee scoreless at Pittsburgh after one inning of play. Cubs will be at Atlanta again tonight. John Lackey makes his hopefully triumphant return from the disabled list. Remember, he had that plantar fasciitis that was just acting up before the All-Star break, so they had to put him on the disabled list. He's now eligible to come off the DL tonight. He'll make the start. White Sox are at home. I believe they face Clayton Kershaw tonight at Guaranteed Rate Field on the south side of Chicago. And, of course, the Minnesota Twins coming your way at the top of the hour, 107.5 FM. The Twins hosting the Yankees last night. Aaron Judge 0-for-3 with a walk. And the stories have already started. Judge has one hit in his first 21 at-bats. After the All-Star game, people are already saying the home run derby has killed Aaron Judge. And you know what? I don't care about that. All I care about is the fact that my baseball card
Sell that thing.
Is on the way back to me, and it got the second best grade that it possibly could. The autograph is a 10. The shape, the condition of the card is a 9.5, so this is almost mint condition, and they're listing on eBay for anywhere between $4,000 and $5,000 right now. I'm selling it for whatever I can get for it, and I cannot wait to put that thing. I collect cards, and I think it's really cool to have a card that's that valuable, but it ain't going to be that valuable forever. and I'm selling it right now. And if you follow me on Twitter at Todd Brommelkamp, you'll be able to see the eBay listing the minute that that thing goes live. Now, speaking of the Twins, Bartolo Colon is making his Minnesota Twins debut tonight. And this is almost too good to be. The Twins, and I don't know why, are embracing this Bartolo Colon thing a little bit too much for a team that is actually hunting a wild card right now and should be beyond publicity stunts. But they are so bought in to Bartolo Colon making his debut tonight that they have created in their Legends Club, which is the private area at Target Field, the premium area, a special drink. Now, when my wife and I were in St. Louis several years ago, they had created a Tony La Russa cocktail at the bar there. And they didn't like it when I joked, do I have to say the alphabet backwards now?
I knew that was that punchline was coming.
Tonight and one night only at Target Field, the Big Sexy, in honor of Bartolo Colon's debut at the Legends Club, it is...
Wait, hold on. Would I try the Big Sexy? Kyle?
I've seen you, when you loosen up a little bit in bars and watering holes, you don't usually have a problem throwing a cold one back, so I'm going to say yes.
Yeah, I think I would too.
Are you a rum drinker?
Not by choice, but like you said.
Okay, well, what if it had
picky.
Two different rums in it?
Oof.
What if it had three different rums in it?
Okay, now we're getting towards
the Big Sexy, Captain Morgan, Myers, and Malibu rum. All three with orange juice, pineapple, and grenadine.
I'd give that a shot.
The Big Sexy. Hey, on the subject of OJ, speaking of transitions, OJ is up for parole on Thursday.
That's what Mark Dukes told me when he stepped into the office today.
And ESPN, did I see this right? ESPN's going to air the parole hearing.
That is strange.
Is there anybody
the
out there?
The summer league's over, so you gotta...
There you go. I guess you gotta fill program. Is there anybody out there who's interested in watching O.J. Simpson's parole hearing?
No,
319-366-1600. This is not Judge Ito and Cato Kalin and Mark Furman and the trial of the century. This is O.J. and a parole hearing over... Basically, they couldn't get him for the crime that almost everybody knows he actually did, so they got him for something else, which was, he claims, taking back memorabilia that was his, but it was actually pretty much a robbery. And so he's going to be in front of the parole board, and ESPN's going to air things on Thursday.
On live TV.
They're going
to. Not on ESPN3.
Exactly.
Not on the Watch ESPN app, on live TV.
ESPN, by the way, made things official the other day. They did confirm that Mike Golic and Trey Wingo will be hosting the new radio program. They're going to debut it in November. Mike and Mike will officially be dead moving forward. And I know there are some people out there that are disappointed about that, but give it a try. Sometimes when a radio program makes a change, people aren't a big fan of it, but they listen for a while and then they get used to things and then they kind of sort of like it, even though they continue to tell people that they don't like it. 319-366-1600. I have no idea what I could possibly be referencing there.
Me neither. What are you talking about?
What else is going on? I feel like there's some... Well, Big 12 Media Days. We talked about that at the top of the program. Tom Herman was the star attraction today, but Matt Rhule also got some media attention. The new Baylor coach, former Penn State player, comes to Baylor from Temple, and that is a rebuilding job of the utmost rebuilding jobs. I mean, there's rebuilding when a coach ran the program into the ground because he recruited poorly or just because the program got neglected or they don't have enough money. This is a guy who's got to go in there and not only change the culture around the football team on the field, but he's got to change the culture off the field. And it's not just the football team. I think it's the entire athletic department, because Baylor for the last decade has had one egregious black eye after the next. But at the end of the day, it certainly sounds like he won the news conference. That's my new favorite buzz term. You hear it all the time. He won the news conference. He won the press conference. Matt Rhule came off fairly impressive today in some of the things that he said, other than the fact that he brought up Joe Paterno as somebody that he was going to sort of take a lesson from in trying to change the culture. Usually you don't talk about Penn State's culture and in a positive light, but who am I to tell him how to run his program? The other coach that drew some attention today, and not necessarily for football-related things, Mike Gundy at Oklahoma State still has the mullet.
He still does. And you hit on it before. I want one of these days, and I know it'll never get approved of or signed off on. But
you
want
to grow a mullet?
I would absolutely love to go to Big 12 media days, because okay. It is
a coon with a mullet.
No, that would not go over well. That would not be a good thing. But it just seems like the cast of characters that the Big 12 rolls out every year with, well, Bob Stoops isn't there anymore, but with Gary Patterson and now with Matt Rhule and Tom Herman into the fold and Mike Gundy, it seems like a fun atmosphere. Matt Rhule, like you said, I thought he was one of the first coaches that we've seen at Baylor in the last 3 or 4 years to acknowledge that there was a problem. And I don't know why it was so difficult for that program to do so. And Jim Grobe was the guy that they hired, or that they elevated to the interim head coach, and he repeatedly was said to be the guy who, okay, he's going to stop the bleeding, he's going to put a likable face to this program, yet he continually just pushed it off to the side and didn't acknowledge that there was a problem at the university when all the evidence was to the contrary. And Matt Rhule today said that if you don't acknowledge, you are doomed to repeat your mistakes. And I thought, finally, okay, we can, for now, with Matt Rhule, we can stop talking about this and move forward a little bit until the NCAA sanctions come down on Art Briles. But as far as what is in the program now, it went a long way for people on the outside to move forward with Matt Rhule at the helm. Tom Herman, I think that his rebuilding job is going to be a lot easier. I think he's going to step into a situation. I said this was Charlie Strong. I thought he was going to win right away. I was wrong. But Tom Herman has won everywhere he's gone. He's one of the brightest offensive minds in college football, and he's going to recruit the state like crazy. And then there's Mike Gundy, like you said, the mullet. Every year, I'm wondering, how is he going to outdo his mullet game from the year before? And every year he does it. And like I said, one of my top five favorite coaches in college football. He has a lot of resources at Oklahoma State. He has a really good program. They're constantly really, really good. Every once in a while, they have a great year. But there's a lot that goes on at Big 12 Media Day. And like I said yesterday, Iowa State, I thought they got a little bit disrespected. At least maybe they felt that way with what we saw yesterday, the Fox Sports 1 affiliate asking Alan Lazard proclaiming that his coach is called the mayor and being ranked 9 of 10, especially when Baylor is going through what they've gone through. So I think, like I said yesterday, that's bulletin board material for Matt Campbell, who they have a lot to prove. They have a lot to prove in 2017.
Right up there with Gundy's mullet, I saw this, Tom Herman made this comment today, and it sort of knocked me back a little bit sitting at the desk. But the kids in the 2018 recruiting class that Texas is currently recruiting, the current kids that will sign in February, at the age of 10 until now, Texas has only had two winning seasons in that time period. So from the time that these kids were 10 years old, which is usually about the time that you start really hardcore focusing on sports, so presumably they start diving into college football when they're 10 years old, until now, Texas has had two winning seasons. That's sort of what he's fighting in trying to put together a recruiting class that all of a sudden now you continue to have to go up against Baylor. He built Houston into a program that you've got to worry about recruiting Texas now. And you got Texas A&M, which is in the SEC, and their recruiting game has gotten a lot better. In addition to all of the other schools that have to come down to Texas, we talk about the times changing all the time in college football. It's not easy for Texas anymore until that program returns to its winning ways. And then I think it's going to be easy again. And I'm with you. I think he gets the job done there.
And you mentioned the recruiting aspect, and he made Houston. He didn't make Houston's program because the guys before him, Kevin Sumlin, and I know a lot of people don't want to bring up Art Briles, but those guys did a great job at Houston. But like you just said, he made them into a national recruiting power. He brought in several five-star recruits to a non-Power Five team. They have one of the best defensive tackles in all of college football, and Ed Oliver, who could be a top five pick. He was a five-star recruit recruited by everyone around the country, and he said no to Texas. He said no to Texas A&M. He said no to Alabama. He said no to everyone around the country, and he said, I want to go play for Tom Herman at Houston, partly because he had a sibling on the team, but Tom Herman made that into a recruiting destination, and if he can do that at Houston, he'll definitely be able to return Texas to the form that they used to be. They used to be so dominant in that state, and it's not the case anymore.
Bartolo Colon versus Aaron Judge. That's what's on tap tonight. 6:53, we'll tell you all about it. Our next Big Board update is on the way next with Kyle, and then we'll get out of here on a Tuesday evening. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn returns after this.
More coffee?
Thanks, Janet. So, my big $10 breakfast here is on Mediacom because I ordered their new Extreme 100 Bronze package on sale for just $69.98 a month for 1 year, which includes an extra $10 off a month to spend any way I want. What does Mediacom's Extreme 100 Bronze have, Janet?
It's got digital TV with over 125 video music channels, 14,000 free on-demand titles, TiVo service, internet up to 100 meg, including the fastest in-home Wi-Fi, and unlimited nationwide calling.
It's all-in-one technology, or TV and internet that really work together.
So, you out there, why don't you order?
Yeah, call 1-800-SIMPLIFY to get Mediacom's new Extreme packages starting as low as $69.98 a month for a year. Call 1-800-SIMPLIFY for details.
Limited time offer available to qualified new Mediacom customers only. Price does not include installation, modem rental, activation, taxes, fees, and local broadcast station surcharge. Usage allowance applies. Additional charges and restrictions may apply. Not available in all areas. Call Mediacom for more details.
Austin, we've got your game.
Dave Austed here from Austed's Golf. We're dedicated to helping you play your best and look your best. Our certified club fitters will get you into the clubs to fit your game. And we also fit you into great-looking apparel from brands like Puma, Nike, Adidas, and Under Armour. And the best part is it's all on sale, up to 50% off. Austed's huge apparel sale going on now online at austeds.com and at your local Austed store. Save up to 50%. Play better, have fun, and shop Austed's.
Welcome back. The Todd Brommelkamp Show reminding you that it is fake Twitter account season. The real Ken Rosenthal reminding everybody on Twitter that there is a fake Ken Rosenthal that just tweeted about a Todd Frazier-David Robertson deal with the Boston Red Sox. That's not real. It is 6:56. What is real is our final Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the night. No Colonels to talk about. Let's see what he's got for us. Kyle Mann in the studio with us now.
University of Iowa junior Robert Nystrom was named a Cape Cod League All-Star. The league announced today he's hitting .298 with the Hyannis Harbor Hawks with three home runs and a team-leading 15 RBI. The Iowa Athletic Department announced today that single-game football tickets would go on sale starting July 20th for donors and various club members and open to the general public on July 26th. Former Cyclone Matt Thomas played with the Lakers Summer League team over the past couple weeks and finished one heck of a hot streak in their 110-98 Summer League Championship victory over the Blazers last night. He scored 23 points in the title game on 8-of-9 shooting and a perfect 5-for-5 from 3. Over his final three games, he was 14 of 16 from beyond the arc, 21 of 28 from the field, and averaged 20 points in 32 minutes. Four-seeded Cedar Rapids Kennedy defeated fifth-seed Johnston at the Iowa State softball tournament, emerging victorious 7-4. Their first state tournament win since 1982 comes against the reigning champions, and they'll play top-seed Waukee on Thursday. Third seed Jefferson will also play tonight at 7:30 against Urbandale. Tonight on KGYM, you might have thought you'd seen the last of him, but the Minnesota Twins will be starting 44-year-old Bartolo Colon tonight against Aaron Judge and the Yankees. It'll be Luis Sessa on the mound for the Yankees after a 4-2 Twins victory last night, and that'll be right after our show on 107.5 FM, The North Gym.
Todd Frazier, by the way, a healthy scratch from tonight's game with the White Sox and the Dodgers. So let the actual speculation begin. My guess is we may have something to talk about on Wednesday's program, in addition to Zach Osterman giving us a preview of the Indiana Hoosiers on the countdown to kickoff. Join us tomorrow. Thanks for listening.
A piece of cake, a Sunday morning, ABC. Those are easy. So is earning the power rate and ATM refunds with power checking at Midwest One Bank.